All right, well, welcome back to the Just Absolutely Boxing Podcast. This is episode 3. I'm back with my man P. My name's Anthony. We're going to be talking about big fight this weekend between Adrian the Problem Broner and Mikey Garcia. And Mikey Garcia, he's moving up from 135 to 140 to take on Adrian Broner. And, you know, this is a bit of a crossroads fight for Adrian Broner. You know, in his last fight, he didn't look too good. And as you know, sometimes when he steps up, you know, to that elite level, he kind of comes up short. So, you know, kind of seeing this as a last chance against a young, undefeated, hungry fighter. So, yeah, what's your thoughts on this fight, P?
I think it's a pretty interesting matchup. I think it's a pretty even matchup, but I'm curious to see what happens fight night. You know, on paper, I see those things, but what's actually going to happen in the ring? Because, you know, Broner, he definitely has all the tools to be great, but will he be able to utilize them in this fight? Will he bring them to the table in this fight?
Mm-hmm.
And Garcia, he's shown, you know, glimpses of maybe being a top 10 fighter. Mm-hmm. You know, he's had that long layoff, and to a lot of people's opinion is that he doesn't look the same. He looks slow. He looks flat-footed. His last fight, he looked pretty good. But like I said, I just had to see him fight night, Ant.
Because I really think that this fight, the more and more I look at it, it has potential to be not just a good fight that's on paper, but it really is a good matchup. I think it really is going to turn out to be a good matchup because, you know, Mikey Garcia, he came off like a 2-year layoff, and, you know, he fought two pretty much unknown guys, not really, you know, known, but he won a belt off one. And, you know, Broner, he hasn't really been, you know, putting on the best performances. And, you know, he's always had problems making weight. I really think that this fight is kind of their midpoint. You know, Broner, he's been at the top. You know, he's fought some of the elite fighters where he's kind of, you know, fallen a little bit. And Garcia, with his 2 wins, that kind of built up his confidence, is kind of bringing him up. So they're both kind of meeting at the midpoint.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's kind of like a crossroads fight for both guys. The winner will elevate to the next level, and the loser will probably go down a few levels.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in that aspect, it is a really good matchup, you know. But like we say, I mean, Adrian Broner, he's so unpredictable. I mean, you know, on the blogs and, you know, some of the websites, he's been looking kind of like he's being focused. He's looked like he's in good shape. I seen some pictures of him the other day. He looked really lean, really in shape. But I watched the press conference today, and he was on stage, you know, counting the money. And, you know, that's what the fans are. That's why they kind of like look at him with the side eye, because you never know what they expect. You know, one minute he's, you know, talking about how he's matured and how he's a different fighter and this, that, and the third. But then he'll, you know, regress to the cooning. I mean, the flashing money. I mean, at this level, I mean, money, everybody's got money. You don't need to be in a press conference pulling out money.
Right.
I mean, it's just, and that's my just personal opinion. I'm not bashing the dude at all, but I mean, at this level, the level he's at, nigga, he's not a newcomer anymore. And, you know, he's been around for a while.
Yeah.
You know, we know you should have, you know, a couple dollars, you know, in the bank. We know that. You know, it's a given. But like I say, to bring it to a press conference, it just was kind of lame to me, you know. But like I say.
Yeah, we've seen Floyd do it now. You know, we've seen so many fighters do it. And, you know, bringing that up, I just feel like he has to get out of Mayweather's shadow to really be the fighter that he needs to be at this point, because he does have the talent. Like, his talent is almost, I'd say he had the potential to be as talented as Terrence Crawford, but he just doesn't have the discipline. You know, he's kind of a fighter where I see really, I kind of see, want to say greatness in some of the moments he shows in some rounds, but then he gives out, you know, then he starts going with the antics, you know, just trying to be entertaining, but he won't really commit to winning. You know, his winning is just getting the paycheck, you know, putting on the social media show. Winning in the ring isn't as important to him, and that's his downfall. Whereas Mikey Garcia, he's taken his 2-year layoff, but since then he's been taking it really, really seriously. He's been really taking the game seriously. And I at the same time, I don't feel like Mikey Garcia has the skill set Broner does, but I think his hunger and his drive is enough to make this, you know, a 50-50 fight.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and like you said, I mean, I definitely agree with you. You know, on some of those points, I mean, part of being great is having the physical and the mental. Yeah. Like, you know, all boxers say boxing is 90% mental. So yeah, if you don't have the mental capacity to deal with all those elements, then it could be your downfall. We've seen it several times in history. I mean, you got guys who were very gifted but mentally broke down in the ring.
Yeah.
You know, so we see signs of that with, you know, Adrian Broner. We see, you know, he has the speed, the footwork, he has some power. I mean, he has natural gifts, but does he have the mental capacity to pull all of it together and go to the top with it? You know, that's a big part of the game.
Yeah, it's a big part, because what he shows in the ring, he shows some really good things, like I said, but the things he does out of the ring, like, one thing that people forget is making weight is a part of boxing. It's really important to maintain your weight year round. You know, if you're going to be a fighter at 140 or any division, you want to stay close to your fighting weight. And Broner, he still hasn't really learned that discipline to keep that weight, you know, where he wants it to be. I mean, sometimes he says, okay, I'm at 147, but then he's like, okay, his power, a lot of people are saying, okay, his power's not as effective at 147, so he has to go to 140, but then he has trouble making 140. So, I mean, that right there kind of shows you where his dedication is. It's not with, it just feels like it's not 100% in the ring. It's still with the antics and the entertainment.
Well, absolutely. But, you know, that's why he has not risen to his potential.
Yeah.
That's what's holding him back. Yeah. So we see, you know, we see it, and we see the greatness in him and how mm-hmm. great he could possibly be, but we see what's holding him back. Mm-hmm. You know, only Adrian Broner can make that decision to commit himself 100% to fans. We can cheer him on all the way, but he has to put the rounds in. You know, he has to run.
Yeah.
He has to, you know, lay off the bad habits. You know, he has to maintain his weight. You know, like you say, you go back to, you know, making weight, which he has been known not to make a few times. And it's just that's part of being a fighter. That's part of why they are respected. You know, the discipline, this guy, he might, you know, walk around at this weight, but fight night, he has to make it down to this weight to the ounce. Mm-hmm. And that's just part of the discipline that a fighter has to have. I mean, other sports, you don't necessarily have a weight class, you know, outside of combat sports, you know, football, basketball, play, they can, you know, eat what they want. But, you know, for a guy who has to, like, you know, a lot of fighters say when they don't eat, when they train, they get mean. And not a lot of other athletes have to go through that.
Right.
Physical and psychological grueling training camp. I mean, it's just back to one of my things, why boxing is the ultimate sport. It's the best sport out there, in my personal opinion.
I mean, I can't argue with that. I feel the same way, because it's that one sport where it focuses on an individual, and that individual, you really get to know that person and who they are, because that's who you're focusing on, that one man in the ring versus the other man in the ring. And everything they do outside of the ring leading up to that fight is what you're going to see as far as in their performance. Okay, so moving on to predictions. Who do you have for this fight?
when all the smoke settles at, I'm still leaning towards Adrian Broner, you know. The true fans, we keep giving him another chance. I mean, I know he has the tools to win the fight, you know. Whether he'll use them, like I said earlier, you know, take advantage of them, we'll see fight night. But I'm just a little, I'm leaning a little towards him, you know, and not just because he has, to me, the better skill set. It's just Mikey, that layoff he had, he didn't really seem the same fighter. So I'm just waiting to see what, you know, maybe it's been the competition. Maybe, you know, Adrian Broner will get Mikey Garcia up to really go in there, you know, put on a good performance. So I'm just looking forward to the fight, Ant.
Yeah, I kind of, I do agree with you on that, but I'm going to have to, I think I have to go with Mikey Garcia, because I just feel like, I feel his skill set is a little bit lower than Broner's, but I think in all the other categories, I think right now he's kind of surpassing him as far as dedication and his discipline and his hunger. I just feel like all of that is going to keep his basic skills intact, where he's going to just, you know, go through each round. The rounds he loses, you know, he's just going to not phase, you know, he's not going to let it phase him or, you know, drown him out mentally. He's just going to keep going and stay consistent. Whereas Broner, you know, he kind of has his spikes in the fight. He's up, he's down, he's up, he's down. And I could kind of, I won't say I'll see this playing out as like the fight with Broner versus Maidana, but I could see this being where, again, like Broner, he shows some flashiness, but then, you know, he goes to sleep again. And that's right. That's the point, whenever somebody like Garcia, he wants it, you know, he's going to take the fight to him.
Right.
And for me, for Garcia to win, I think he really is going to have to take the fight to Broner. You know, I don't think he'll win a boxing match. And I think that's what he'll have to do, like, to win, like, a hard-earned decision where he's going to have to just, you know, outpoint him.
Okay. Well,
But I'm not sleeping on Broner's power either, you know. The way he dropped Sean Porter in that last round, and, you know, the way he...
Emmanuel Taylor.
Yeah, Emmanuel Taylor. Round. Yeah.
You know what I mean? The, like I say, the stuff is there. Will he use it? We don't know. But, and like you say, I mean, Mikey Garcia's pedigree, you know, it's not... I'm not taking anything away from him. It's just, you know, it's going to be... Styles are going to make fights, and I just think AB may have the style. Well, he has the style to you know, elevate in this fight, but we'll see. But we were talking earlier, and how we wanted to, you know, kind of start our new thing with, you know, grading the matchups and grading the actual fights. So for this particular matchup, Mikey Garcia versus Adrian Broner, matchup wise you know, this is not, you know, what do you think of them personally, but we're grading this matchup. So how do you think these guys match up? What do you think of the matchup? You know,
okay,
is it a decent matchup? Is it not a decent matchup? Me personally, I would give it, I would give this a B as far as matchup, because it's a fight that has potential to be very good. It's just, we have to see fight night. You know, this is not two tomato cans. These are not two gatekeepers. These are not two guys that are near the end of their careers. They're both young, hungry lions. You know, one more flashy and flamboyant, the other one more laid back and quiet. And it's going to make up for an interesting matchup. So I would give it a B.
Yeah, you took my answer. I was going to give it a B plus, but it's pretty much the same thing. Because, yeah, I'm, like I was saying earlier, I just feel like, you know, Garcia, he's on the come up. He's at that midpoint where Broner, he's, you know, fought the elite fighters, kind of fell short. And, you know, just all the problems outside out of the ring just kind of made him fall down a little bit. So now they're both at that meeting point. Like, you know, who's going to get that top spot now at 140? You know, the next guy who probably wants Terrence Crawford against Julius Ndongo. So, yeah, I have to give this fight a B.
Okay.
Plus. But is anything else you want to say about this matchup, man?
That's pretty much it for me, Ant. Like I say, they're fighting this Saturday, 29th,
on Showtime at 9 p.m.
I'll be tuned in, and looking forward just to a good fight. And I'm a diehard fan first, so I'm always just looking for a good fight. You know, it's not it's not all about the names, but
definitely.
Hopefully we get what we're looking for.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah, man, that's all we got for today. My name's Anthony. I'm with my partner, P. And make sure y'all check us out on thejabeffect.com. You can check us out. Our past episodes, episode 1 and 2 is already up there. But make sure y'all subscribe to the YouTube channel, Jab Effect. Again, my name's Anthony.
It's your boy, P.
And we'll see you guys later.
Peace.